At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number 1 and number 2 in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
You pig, fat boy. I mean, they're all anonymous. So you've talked to these people. I have no clue which anonymous is maybe better than the other.
Let's go to this one. This could be real interesting, I think.
Various anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good right now. How are you guys doing? I love listening to you, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Shows.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's you're the first one of the day. I guess just pour out what's going on with you, and then we'll try to give you that advice.
Okay, so let me just start this out by saying I love my wife.
There we go. Do you have the T-shirt and bumper sticker to prove it?
You better.
I need it. I have it on the calendar. It's all that. Yeah. I'm just going to say during COVID, she spun a little downhill. She went down the conspiracy train on a lot of things. And most recently at our Christmas party, my company Christmas party, she occupied a table with a couple of her conspiracy theories. And it got to the point where it was...
Everyone in the room is looking a hole through me right now. Because I'm known for that slightly.
Yeah. I respect it, but, you know, she was worried about COVID, and then she thought COVID was something that was created by the media, and then it was something that was created by the Gates Foundation, and then CV-19 ended up being fake, and it was progressively worse, and then she moved on to telling everybody about the moon landing was fake, and she brought up question that the moon even exists, because that's another conspiracy that she thinks it's a projection of some kind. And some people very, in a very southern, respectful way were nodding and smiling and agreeing, but they weren't really agreeing, and it was really embarrassing, the point where, you know, we eventually just had to leave, because she'll talk about how 9/11 was an inside job, the FBI killed JFK, Michelle Obama was born as a man. Famous Hollywood stars are pedophiles, the world is flat. I mean, and don't even get me started about Prince Charles being a vampire or UFOs. God. So it's
covered the gamut.
Yeah. God. Yeah, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, which she doesn't even think the Titanic actually sank. So
no.
I don't know exactly what to do or how to handle it, but she's spending a great deal of her free time going down this road, and I'm almost concerned, and I'm talking because she's in the other room sleeping right now. But I'm kind of concerned that it's becoming a mental illness of some kind.
Not to mention at your work party, which is kind of putting a target on you at work.
Exactly. I have apologized. I've even gone so far as to write an apology email to my boss.
Oh, wow.
Which he thankfully accepted and patted me on the back and said he's been there, but I don't know that he has. I'm kind of concerned for her mental health, but also it's just...
Let me ask you this. Any particular thing that she's brought up, have any of those resonated with you? Or were you like, look, because I'll tell you, a couple of those that you mentioned, I somewhat agree. I don't know to the extent that she thinks, but there's some validity to a couple things you did say there.
Well, I mean, the thing that I'll admit to is, you know, I mean, COVID conveniently started next to the COVID Wuhan lab clinic. Yeah, I mean, like somebody got that illness, walked into the meat market, and the whole thing started. And, you know, science was very good at giving us the cure that science created the problem for. So, yeah, I mean, I got that kind of idea. But, I mean, I don't think that because of the super collider in France or Switzerland has sucked the earth into a black hole, and we're currently in a black hole.
Oh, yeah, she thinks
like
so.
I
think the problem is that there is, I don't even want to say the name of the documentary, but there's a very infamous documentary that when I watched it, it was not a conspiratorial documentary. It was more of a real history kind of documentary about the last 75 years, I guess, of America. And it's jaw-dropping, and it's real. And when you watch that, it kind of makes you look at everything else through a different set of lenses.
Everything.
Okay.
I'm talking about like the military-industrial complex that exists.
Sure.
And that it really opens your eyes to a lot. So you're like, but I was told this in school, and I was graded on this, and this is what everyone says is happening.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you kind of look at everything sideways.
And everything's a lie. You doubt everything you're told.
I think that YouTube, and this is even a conspiracy, I think YouTube was used against this country and TikTok during COVID to push a lot of this stuff to make us lose a little bit of our patriotism about this country. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting about stuff, though, is, you know, it's all about...
That could come down to a couple of people.
Which
is, like, you know, when you talk about platforms and, you know, who's running these and operating them.
Yeah.
You know, like, a couple of people can decide what the masses, you know, kind of take in. The severity of this guy's wife is she's one of those people that she doesn't only present it. She has to, like, convince you to believe it, too. That's got to be tough.
Well, we were going to visit friends in Denver, and she threw a fit about land. You've heard this one too, I guess. Like airport. How it's an Illuminati headquarters.
The airport. Yeah. There's some weird murals in there, though. You got to admit.
Well, that's, I mean, strange. We almost didn't go, and then she wanted to drive, and you know, I mean, because she didn't want to land in the airport because she was afraid she was going to be cataloged by the Illuminati. And I'm like, honey, like, please, let's just fly into the thing and give it a chance. And I don't know, it felt like every other confusing airport that I've ever been in my life. So, you know, I mean, it's
like a never ending battle, because she's always going to be looking for the next one.
And they also, in a lot of those YouTube videos, they actually put it in there that, like, and when you talk to your friends and family about this, they're going to call you crazy or whatever, but remain true. And so they're already, like, pre-programmed to expect you to call them crazy. But then again, you got to look back at 200 years ago in America, where generally speaking, every large city, even to medium-sized city, had a big-ass insane asylum. Yeah. So it's almost like everybody that didn't agree with the narrative, did they just throw them in the insane asylum? Because there were so many, and they were so grand, and like, why was so much done about mental health then, but now we act like we care about mental health, but there's no... I'm not asking for people to be lobotomized and all this stuff, but we're just like, well, we just check it off with a pill now.
Yeah, how do you fix it?
And and the reality is that this, you know, mental illness in America is and in the world is rampant. It's part of it, and there just isn't enough help because you know, I mean, she won't go talk to a therapist because she's afraid that the therapist is going to have a different opinion than she does about the earth being sucked into a black hole. And I mean, it's like, and you know, I've gone down the physics road of, well, if that has happened, there's literally nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
do you think that's what a lot of people think? And that's why they act so like
they've given
almost
up.
Not given up, but like how people are so like, unneededly rowdy, you know, like the way, you know, all this crap that happens, like, oh, for instance, the subway lady. I mean, this Saturday, he'd even say it, burned alive on a subway.
Yeah.
Like, is that the mindset where people are like, all right, we're all in a black hole. This, none of this, we're in a matrix, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? It's all fake. God, what a, that's an awful mindset.
Some people say that's, you know, this guy's wife. What if it starts to, you know, bleed into her personal life?
Well, it has.
As far as
he
like,
had to apologize to his boss.
Well, I mean, it was like as far as like what she starts to believe about him.
Oh, sure.
About you, sir. What you may or may not do.
Wow.
Oh, and yeah. I mean, it's the thing is it seems like she reads a conspiracy or watches a YouTube video on a conspiracy, and it takes nothing for her to believe it, and it takes everything for me to even have the other side of the opinion about. Well, maybe this isn't true. You know, like 9/11 conspiracy. I was in New York and during 9/11, and I believed that it was not a conspiracy at all.
Yeah.
You know, I was there when everything went down, and she believes that it was an inside job. And I just
see that's
I, the, for my own patriotism can't accept that. You know what I mean? Like
that's the one that could be real offensive to a lot of people. Because, you know, everybody, you know, and COVID, but, you know, this is on a different scale because everybody experienced it together, if you were there or not, you know, obviously to certain degrees, but, you know, that's one that's real offensive.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number 1 and number 2 in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
And so many people lost their lives, and they were just doing their job during the day.
Exactly.
Man, I tell you what, if you can hold through, great. If you can't, keep listening, and we will talk about this more, and I already see calls coming in, and but just hold on one second. If you have to go, though, just keep listening, and I can
hold on.
Okay, okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Probably started with suicidal shrimp and just went downhill from there. Well, which is a fun one.
That's the thing, though, is like the stuff that started off real baby steps, like fluoride in the water, or, you know, this, like I always use the example of my mom with the webcam. She put the tape over her webcam because she was afraid someone's going to be watching her. And then when that stuff is validated,
hey,
mama, down the road, then you're like, well, crap, maybe that is, maybe Antarctica is an ice wall that surrounds the entire world.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, these could be full of crap. It also doesn't tell you what part of the country, so that, I don't know. I guess I'm swayed by movie, TV, all this stuff, you know. And generally speaking, like most, forgive me, but Yankees cuss like sailors. The ones I've met do, and I'm fine with that. Trust me. I want to.
Yeah, don't bother me.
I enjoy doing it. I enjoy the freedom of doing it, and I normally do.
We shouldn't think about it, you know, that much.
Just, I have to here, and I should.
Yeah, like like we said, depending on which one you want to, you know, you want to use.
Right. So anyway, this was the question, and I'm not a big fan of these breaking down these polls because you don't know any of the demographics or anything, but. How acceptable, if at all, do you consider it to be to swear at work, meaning to cuss? 31% said not acceptable at all. 28% not very acceptable. 23% somewhat acceptable. 9% completely acceptable. And then 8 of them were not sure.
Do you feel like maybe, I don't want to say it seals a business deal sometimes, but
to swear at work,
like it wouldn't hurt maybe on some, but you got to read the person, right?
You remember how you back in the story about the scarlet letter girl had to wear it, you know, she committed adultery or whatever it was. I wish I could wear a big green F word or F letter, like let you know, hey, we're on the same grounds here. You can say it, it's fine. And still, because one of you's got to, if you meet somebody, first somebody's got to take that stand and saying, I'm going to say a cuss word now, and I'm going to watch the facial expressions, the poker face.
Would you respect your boss more if he called you a blanker?
He does.
There's somebody we know that we might have used to work with who cussed left and right, but he was like a funny, jovial guy, and he kind of did it that way, and it kind of worked out for him as far as like what he could say.
Yeah.
But I remember being in business meetings where he'd call somebody a big a-hole, and everybody gets a big laugh out of it, and chuckle, and then, like, you know, there were no consequences.
Right.
I think it's fine if it's not derogatory.
Like he kind of was sometimes.
Like if somebody, are you kidding?
No, if somebody called me the C word here, I'd be a little upset.
I'm telling you, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe too corporate, you can't do it. Like, if you're on a roofing crew somewhere, you could probably cuss left and right.
But just, I know it's way out of the box and thing, but Paige, and I get it. I'm the C word. But at what point in your life did you find out that you needed to be offended by it? Like, honest to God, like, that's something you got to break down for yourself
Am
I really?
It.
You just don't like the word.
I don't use it. I don't call anybody that.
There is no male equivalent.
If you call me that, you better run because you'll see one. Well, not literally, but.
It's like an a la carte order.
God.
I'll become a major one.
Open the door. I'm going to say breast and run out of here real quick.
That was her name in the Army.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Major?
It's like, be careful what you say to people.
No, of course. It all goes back to the conditioning of you find out that it's a bad word, and then not even that you're offended by it, but it's like, that's a bad word. We should not say.
Yeah, I guess it's like some, you know, decorum you want to have as far as, you know, the customer goes or professionalism. But even if they're lobbing, you know, lobbing them out cussing first, you can't really do it back.
Yeah, if you know, say Mark came in and said, "Good morning, sluts," I'd be kind of offended by that.
I'd say you've been hanging out with Mo like.
I know.
But he calls me names. I don't care. It's just ribbon.
He calls you fatty.
Yeah. As he sips on his iced coffee in his office. Hey, fatty, come here.
He sits on it.
He just sips on it.
Oh, sips. I would have. You pick the order. I don't want to show any favoritism.
You want to work in Fly Guy?
P1 Fly Guy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's going on? Hey, Paige.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. What?
I'm kind of with Paige a little bit on the, as far as the C word. I was raised local, you know, Southern Baptist for,
amen,
you know, 18, 19 years, church twice a week, you know, the whole nine.
Only two.
And as far as like the, like, C word and B word goes, like, I will never use those in a derogatory way, no matter what the situation is, just because those are like, those big words. I'll never talk to my wife or mother or whoever that's close to me, female, you know, and use those words just because they're derogatory.
What's a derogatory term? Like, what's the way to use those terms without being derogatory?
That's a good question.
How?
Can't think of one.
I know.
But I feel like in certain, it's a situational awareness, and also like you guys are touching on, like the way you use them, who you use them with, and as far as cuss words go as a whole, like having two kids, like you said, we try, you know, yeah, it probably happens. It's going to eventually happen, but who wants that to be on, like, their terms and, like, you know, when the kids, you know, get there to understand
maybe if
when and how and why.
Yeah.
I'll give you some advice, though. Don't, if they do slip up, and it's something, I'm telling you the story behind this, don't, if they slip up and say a cuss word, even if it's all cute, don't over laugh or whatever, because I scared my child of cussing. Not in a you're going to go to hell thing, but we were at Stone Mountain, Georgia. We were at the little fair or whatever that thing is. And I was like, we picked the wrong day to come here. It's cold as S. And she's like, it is cold as S, Daddy. And we erupted with laughter. And I was like, you can say it again. You won't be in trouble. She started crying. I'm not going to say it again. She was so embarrassed by it.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the workplace thing goes, like, I work with, I'd say, you know, 95% males, and they're all former military, like every single one except for myself. And we work in a defense contract type of job. And it's just like a thing, you know, so it's just part of talking. It just comes out, and there's certain folks that, that, you know, you kind of know to, like, watch your mouth around, or like, hey, she might not like, what, you know, certain words or cussing, period.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, we're really doing this. But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.CO.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart.
and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Messi fans, Lowell's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Yeah, and you kind of have to, like, keep that in mind, but for the most part, it's just kind of just part of the conversation.
So you talked about going to church, you know, growing up. Like, what about that angle of it when you heard, like, church-going people do it? That had to blow your mind like it did me.
Oh, for sure. Like, well, like Sunday after church, like, going to to lunch, we went out to eat pretty much almost every Sunday afternoon. And, same. You know, you would see, you know, Miss Susie over here, you know, firing up a Marlboro or whatever after
yes!
a meal. And, yeah, and so, I mean, it was, and that, again, was just kind of, you know, not really thought too much about, but yeah, for sure, definitely saw stuff like that and heard, you know.
But at the same folks. Time, though, again, breaking down the so-called sin, smoking, but over there, going to Ryan's and tearing that buffet up, yeah. That's not looked at in that same vein.
You glutton?
That being a glutton is not, I don't. It was.
What's in the box?
Looking more outside in now, it's eye-opening kind of, and just, you know, the realization of, like, you know, wow, this was actually that, and it's kind of crazy.
You're right. Fly Guy, call in more, man. It's good to hear from you.
All right, man. It's good talking to you guys. Have a good one. See you, Paige.
See you, man.
Hi.
Look at that. What a gentleman right there.
I like that.
Yeah.
Remember, Paige said you're going to see one if, you know.
If you say, it's like Beetlejuice. If you say it three
times.
You're
going to make me mad. You're going to see somebody get back at you.
But not in the way you said. You're not going to
see one.
Reverse moon.
You're not going to get naked here.
It's going to flash you.
It's too dang cold.
Got the line of the day. If you call me one, you're going to see one.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Not a, we call it a battle, just in a fun way. We shouldn't give away our secrets here, but the battle is ultimately to see your responses on the TLCMotors.com text line 72341.
It's a friendly little competition, little comp.
And also to watch Paige giggle, because this is a woman where, and this is what shows her purity, her pureness, her driven like the snow, or what is it? Like the driven snow. What does that mean? Driven snow would be like all murky and gray.
Yeah, dirty.
Nevertheless, to what she cannot contain herself, even if it's a real serious moment, and she gets flustered giggling by something, she can't. She breaks character like hell, or corpsing, as they call it.
She has not heard these, because Madman and myself keep them in the same folder. So we might hear one back and forth.
Right.
But she don't know any of them.
And what's great about Well, one that I'm using in the future is when I go and save it in the folder, mm-hmm. I look, and because of the platform that I got it on, I can see that Fatboy had already liked it.
Oh, yeah. That's so how you spy on me with half-naked women.
That's how the algorithm works. Like, you're basically, when you click on explore or whatever, you're seeing what all your friends are looking at. Is the way they mirror that.
Uh-oh. That's why I got all these breastfeeding videos, because
sure.
people are around me.
All your lady friends are pregnant, or your male friends are fetish freaks.
Want to make sure you're doing it right, fat boy.
And they always put music to it, too. I'm like, do you have to have music to the breastfeeding video? It's always some Indonesian chick, too, who's like sitting on a bunch of pillows. She's got a big knocker. She's about to shove in her kid's face.
Yeah. Those kids will soothe their moms in like 2060. They'll say, you know, the way the Nirvana kid was suing his parents or whatever.
You should have.
Why'd you put it on there, man?
Why'd you put the stuff out there?
Who wants to go first?
You want to go first?
Okay. I'm not starting off with a... I get you laughing real crazy. This is one of those that's like, wow. It's almost prophetic. Like how I talked about my mom and being weirded out by the webcam being in front of you, and she put a piece of tape over it years and years ago. This is from... Hey, Mama.
That wasn't it, though.
Damn. Happy birthday. Do you remember an award show called the Yahoo, meaning the internet engine, search engine, Yahoo Internet Life Online Music Awards?
I actually don't.
Well, that was a thing in the year 1999, and the legend award went to a guy that I actually rejoined with a song by yesterday. His name was Prince.
Oh.
And this is the Yahoo Internet Life Online Music Awards. Listen to part of his speech.
Don't be fooled by the internet. It's cool to get on the computer, but don't let the computer get on you. It's cool to use the computer. Don't let the computer use you. You all saw the Matrix. There's a war going on, the battlefields in the mind. And the prize is the soul. So, just be careful. Very good. Thank you.
26 years ago. Huh?
How would he see into that that far?
How did George Orwell see it? I mean, like...
Do you think it's... Well, like when some people try to see the full spectrum of what's going on or who are ahead of the trends,
yeah,
it's just a guess, right? Like, that might be an educated guess, but some people, like, you figure out, like, can narrow a focus, like, no, this is where this is going. There's no other way it could go, like, any other way. Like, there's no variables in their mind.
Sure. But, I mean, like, think about it. That's why when he says that, you know, this is the infancy of the internet when he's saying 1999, like the song he had. They're at the Yahoo Internet Life Online Award Show. And that's what he's saying. That's why at the beginning, the people are like, oh, God. Like, we're at the Masters Championship, and y'all just said golf sucks. Like, I don't know if I should clap right now.
You know what makes sense? Because they said Prince's musical genius was his arrangement. How he could hear every instrument and how they came together.
Yeah.
Like, what went where.
That's just, I heard that again. Very old, 26 years, but just to think about how he knew that then. And a lot of people were saying that, but
insight.
The way he put that was, whew, that was good. Are you moved right now?
Looking a lot into the future.
Yeah.
I got one here that's, you know, I love Alex Trebek. I miss him.
Ooh, sorry.
And I didn't know about these until I found them. A couple Jeopardy outtakes.
Ooh,
I thought Trebek was
good.
I didn't think he was, the salty's not the right word, but.
Is it like the one where Mr. Rogers is flipping the bird and you find out, wow, that was real?
Let's just say I was shocked to hear this out of Trebek. I really, really was.
She drank the poison that Captain Hook intended for Peter Pan.
Tinkerbell!
F*** 'em. You dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and Call now and play Phone Jeopardy.
There's just a few short outtakes, but the guy in the beginning says, do it again because she sounded too excited to give the answer. That's when he said blank him.
What they recut Jeopardy?
Well, just outtakes from certain episodes that they put online.
Oh.
And then that's where he was trying to cut a promo to where you could play on the phone. That's when he was, you dumb son of a bitch.
Oh my God.
This is, man, that's the best stuff. That's the best stuff.
Which, that show sucks now. It's awful.
Really?
He was the show. He really was.
Why is it so bad? Is dull?
Well, Blossom sucked at it, I thought. But you don't want to be that middle person, the replacement. You want to be the replacement of the replacement.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Like when, you know, Roth replaced Stern, people hated him.
Well, God, what's the, like, I mean, I'm sure the ratings still do okay. I don't know. But, like, Price is Right, like, has it been a thing since Bob's gone?
And they try to put it at prime time just to kind of boost it, I guess. And
yeah.
They do local. They do a traveling. Like, you can, you know, go compete for a prize. I don't think it's Drew Carey going around the country. It might be.
Well, God, I know. They come to Harrah's, and I think they came to the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. But I fear that – I shouldn't say fear. I'm pretty sure that Drew Carey wasn't his firm. All right.
There's a was a bait shop in a small Michigan town that's getting a lot of traffic. A lot of people want to go buy merch at it. And the lady that runs the bait shop is a family-owned business. Mm-hmm. She's kind of getting tired of the traffic.
Uh-oh.
She gets calls, too. And you'll see why when you hear this little news story out of Michigan.
Recently, an explosion of interest here downriver and beyond in a catchy slogan right on the side of a bait and tackle spot. You'll have to get your mind out of the gutter for this story. Your one-way ticket to Pound Town.
I went to Pound Town today. I went to Pound Town on the D. Pound Town on the Dirty D is another saying.
There's a lot of pounding going on downriver.
I couldn't even give you a number.
Tens of thousands?
Probably.
That's tens of thousands of shirts Christy Newman's family-owned bait and tackle shop have sold with this logo on it. So what does it really mean?
We used to always say, oh, we're going to Pound Town. You're pounding the jigs off the bottom. You're pounding the fish. Pound Town.
I guess I can swap my beanie out for this hat. Now that I know the real meaning of Pound Town, the merch is on sale in-store and online just in time for the holidays.
What does she mean by swap my beanie out?
That's what I was thinking. In the, like in the video, she takes her,
she put on a Pound Town hat?
Yeah, she did.
On the Dirty D.
I've never heard anybody fishing saying they're going to Pound Town.
Never. Uh-uh. But that sounded northeast. Pound? You're going to Pound Town?
You want to pound the jigs, pound the fish, pound them all.
Whose turn is it?
You know what? Let me go. Because, you know, we only got a couple
left.
Don't
concede.
No, we only got a couple left. Okay. I don't think it's going to match up to the finale.
Okay.
But if you're a prankster who likes to mess with the intercom systems at your various to-do, home to-do warehouses, whatever.
Home stores.
Yeah. Home to do it yourself.
Home to do.
Do
what
yourself
do they call
them,
though? Like, what do you call a Lowe's or a Home Depot? That's a
DIY.
No?
Well.
I don't know. It's like a big... there's some word for it. Text in. Paige will give you her phone number.
These guys don't do a funny name, and they don't fart in the microphone, but he leaves a rather vile message for the customers.
They are home improvement companies.
Yeah!
Oh, there you go. That's what it is.
Paige, give yourself your phone number.
Okay, I'll give it to me.
You win.
This guy got... Before he got thrown out, he snuck into a phone and commandeered the intercom.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Big Tommy M, the Long Island Ferry Jumper. I just wanted to let you all know that I just my pants.
Get out of my seat.
What?
Get out of my seat.
Guys, now. Now. Get out.
I'm trying to find freaking paper.
Why are you so mad?
The lady.
Why are you so mad?
The lady's trying to run at him when she realizes what's going on. And she
said, get out of my chair?
Yeah, get out of my seat.
Get out of my seat.
The other lady who works with her is like pointing towards the exit, telling him to get out.
I mean, I know time and place and stuff, but you know if you're in that store right then, you are loving that. You're loving it.
Like if I heard, you know, somebody was looking for the Stiddy's family. I would laugh.
Where's E Norma at?
E Norma. Attention customers, we're looking for E Norma Stiddies.
Any of the Stiddies. Any Stiddies in Sky City.
Good Lord.
God, but get out of my seat. Get out of my seat. I like his laugh too. He's like, I just blanked my pants.
The intercom used to have a code. It was hard to get. Now it seems like you just walk up to it and use it.
Yeah. All right.
God.
If you didn't think any of that was, not that that all was funny. I mean, pretty much everything was past the Prince thing. But this right here, you remember during COVID, people were locked down and all that stuff. And a lot of people just, they turned into internet stars. And they would video themselves dancing as that dancing revolution came. Well, here's one that maybe you've not heard yet. It's very short. I imagine we're going to play it several times. This is a woman in Sussex, UK, during COVID, doing home karaoke by herself, singing the great song Crazy by, as Fatboy calls, Gnarls Barkley. Here's her rendition, and notice there is an echo effect on this because that's how she's got her karaoke set up. So enjoy this.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Why she immediately goes back to the microphone too.
Like, how bad did that microphone stink, man?
God.
Oh my God.
Everything about it, like, it starts off like she's singing it pretty good. There's a little bit of like soul in that. And then she farts, the echo, and then she puts the phone back up to her face and goes,
Shit, think about it.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Gross.
I love it.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I invite this on myself. I really do. I sit here and I come back in the studio and Fat Boy is telling Paige something and he's like, Matt, you're going to gag when you hear this.
Yeah. And you know what? I almost didn't tell her because I wanted to make sure her stomach was settled a little. You had your breakfast.
My stomach's settled. It's just like I am a.
Make sure you had your breakfast.
You.
Double snakes.
Why? Why? Because I said so. About stuff like that. Like, I just... I am, really. I mean...
I wanted to kind of avoid it, but I had to throw it out there.
COVID made it way worse. But already, I was not, like, setting down on public toilets.
No. And that new COVID that's coming, hey... it could be worse.
I
gotta quit
that.
Wiping with birds.
Yeah.
It's nature's way.
Feathery.
Hey, you can pull their feathers and write with them, Ben Jefferson, or excuse me, Ben Franklin. What? Ben Jefferson.
Ben Jefferson. That is a separate conversation. Things you've wiped with.
My goodness.
Never used a bird.
Right.
I was.
An old loofah?
No.
Show me old Luva.
No.
Show me Scrubby.
So I said, well, wait and do it on the air. Because going to gag, we're going to get something out of it at least.
Yeah. So if I'm, I get here in the morning, one of the first ones here, tidy up on some business, come in here and, get some stuff ready.
Watch pornography.
And, my bait bus still works. So I'm like, I'm caught up. Let me go to the bathroom real quick. So, go to the bathroom, do the business. Here's somebody coming in. I'm like, okay, they won't be here long.
Oh, God.
Just, whatever. So, I don't hear the door open to close again, so they're still in there. And this is a quick one today. This is quick work. I'm there.
Are you making noises?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That's the most awkward thing in the world. I like making the other people laugh. They'll just snicker, and I would too. But, they don't ever say, hey, who is that?
It didn't smell like a snicker. So I had tacos last night.
Smell that malt. Oh, God.
Homemade tacos.
Those are the best, though.
Well, guess what I had for breakfast? I also had, some tacos, stir-fry steak.
Did you have a breakfast bowl?
I did, actually. It was steak from last night's tacos with some taco seasoning and some eggs. So it really gets you going. So
those are called hueves, right? Huevos.
Rancheros.
Or is that balls?
Huevos,
those
ranchero.
Are balls.
Which one's eggs? I mean, it's been a while since I took Spanish.
I don't know. But I tell you, I paid $10 for a dozen yesterday.
Good Lord.
Yeah. That's cheap, isn't it?
God, I hope
compared
not.
Compared to some.
It's going to keep going up, right? So I usually save the breakfast until later in the morning, but I ate it early. I was really hungry.
Huevos, I was right. I don't mean balls.
Huevos?
It means eggs in Spanish.
What is balls? I swear to God, I thought huevos was balls.
Well, we'll
because I used to say huevos el grande, and I would point to myself in front of women.
Bolas.
I'm talking about my eggs are big. They're probably looking at me stupid.
You're bolas. No bolas.
Bolas. Bolas and huevos.
So I'm in there for a quick, it really is quick. You know, it's quick work. So when I get out, the person is still in there, but you kind of can't believe what they were doing while they were in there. Because they were not using the bathroom themselves.
Uh-oh. If you tell me they were eating, I'm going to get a trash can.
They were not eating. They were not eating.
Okay.
But they were brushing their teeth.
Facilitating themselves.
Well, I don't know if you can do that and brush at the same time, but...
Oh, bro, brushing... No!
They were brushing their teeth. No. And look, I was already... Remember, I was already in there and going when they came in. Now, I don't think the first wave of what was happening hit them yet, but when it did hit them...
previous waves have.
Yeah, why would you not go to the private bathroom we have?
Oh, why would you not? Ooh, wee.
Because this was rough. I got to tell you. Oh. It was brutal, folks. It was a big one.
Oh, man.
And dude, I can say it's a dude because it's a dude.
Well, it's a men's room.
It wasn't me.
We don't have co-ed bathrooms. I wish we did. God, that'd be fun.
No, it wouldn't.
To run Paige out of one. You lock the door.
Or find out she could run us out of one. Right, Paige? There we go.
I mean, there are times.
That'd be rough.
I think there's like some kind of form that the women sign. What is the word I'm looking for here? An NDA saying okay, look, we will not ever talk about each other's dumps. All
I don't
right?
even know if it's
ladies?
Legal to have those now, co-ed bathrooms.
I don't know.
Like in a workspace.
I wouldn't want that.
Well, it depends on how you identify.
The only thing I said to the guy, because he was still doing it, like nothing bothered him, I was like, you're a lot braver than I am, buddy, because as soon as I figured out what was going on, there's no way I would have stayed. I would have been out the door.
I mean, he's not even doing him in the, I know some dentist or some periodontist will say, oh, it's no big deal. But I'm like, yeah, you are. I mean, you brush, whatever that brush is picking up. But then again, though, if it's my own, I don't care. Like, I brush my teeth in my bathroom at home, believe it or not.
What's it like if you break wind? Nobody can smell their own.
Oh, bull crap. So no, sir. Nope. Disagree with that.
What if he's like waving it in the air as soon as, you know, like he takes a little... Well, brush here, brush there. He's like, you know,
rebrush.
I don't care. Some people like that don't bother them because they don't see what happens.
But just the
they don't see the particles.
It's the way you're raised and the way you think and the way everything's just like acceptance and mass acceptance. Like, there's a bathroom one room away from your living room. Now, just think about it, though. But if you decided to put a toilet in your living room, people would be like, what?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm going to take a dump and watch TV.
Well, I'd like to have a room just for that only. Usually white in color, all pretty, all God. Looking all nice and everything.
That's a good point. Like, how stupid did you sound back in the day saying you wanted to just, whoever invented the bathroom?
I want to make a room just, well, it's like people have mud rooms. It's like, it's just for my dirty shoes.
Is that not what that is?
No.
Mud room in my place ain't the same thing as
no, that's what I'm saying. It's the hallway bathroom is a mud room. And I know, somebody, you'll say, like people do, why do you leave your master bedroom to go use the hallway bathroom? It's like, because I want to be able to go back to sleep.
I will say the bathroom in my place downstairs is right beside the kitchen, and I've agreed, like as a peace treaty, to not use that bathroom for certain things.
Oh, my God.
So you don't want it. Like, you don't want it mixing.
Was your son like the guardian ad litem for that?
Oh no.
Oh, he was probably the one you were against.
No.
Freaking dad, I'm trying to brush my teeth. Yeah.
It wasn't him.
Does he call you dad or Jeremy?
Well, it depends.
Fat dad.
Sometimes we don't say anything. You just kind of head nod. That's all it is.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.